I've been a little bit in a hurry to hear who we're about to talk to, and I know you have been too. If you're tuned in and would like to send a note to say something about our next guest, you can text us at 212-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Before I introduce her, I just wanted to acknowledge Jeff and Aline. We were talking about animals whose names that have names beginning with the letter G. Jeff and Aline, listening in Maine, said we forgot about Goofy. And Goofy is indeed another animal starting with the letter G. I've heard a lot about the person you're about to meet. And it's a pleasure that we get a chance to introduce her to you this morning. As our Youth Expression Showcase begins, you'll hear her do one song in just a moment. But first, let me welcome Gabby Barrett. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's really nice to meet you. How old are you?
I'm 14.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Sarah Catholic.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Now, you, I know, just had remarkable success at First Night, mm-hmm. where you won the sing-off. Tell me a little bit about you and singing. Were you singing a lot when you were very young?
I started off in an gospel choir actually when I was like around the age 9, and we toured all around the country and stuff like that, and, you know, NFL teams and people like that started noticing me, and I've been singing in different stadiums and all kinds of different places from there, and, you know, my name's just been taking off.
Oh, that's great. What was the host organization of the gospel choir? Was it a church, or did it have a name, the gospel choir?
Yeah, the church's name was called Lamb of God.
Excellent. And I know you've had a chance to sing in some pretty public places.
Yes.
Can you tell me about some of them?
I've sang the national anthem for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the national anthem for the Pirates, the Daytona 500. I've performed down at Bike Week, Hard Rock Cafe, Simon Malls, Seven Springs. I do a lot of things for like Children's Hospital and charity benefits and things like that. And so all kinds of different things.
Is it, I just can't imagine singing at a Steeler game or a Pirates game for a couple of reasons. One, the sound must be very peculiar as you hear yourself throughout the whole venue. But there are also tens of thousands of people.
Right.
Were you nervous when you sang that way?
I actually don't get nervous whenever I sing, so, and I'm very lucky to be that way. But yeah, I don't get nervous whenever I sing, so I actually like seeing a lot of people whenever I sing. It's really cool to look at.
What was it like to hear your voice booming through the stadium? Or maybe you don't. Can you hear yourself back?
At PNC, they didn't give me the thing that they did at Heinz Field. They give you ear things that go in your ear. So whenever you sing, you can hear yourself and not the delay that's on the field. And they gave me that at Heinz Field, but they didn't give me that at PNC.
That would be hard,
right,
to do that, to try to keep pace.
Right.
When you watch other people sing, you probably really can relate to what it is they must be going through.
Yes, definitely.
Have you thought about the future? I know it's kind of early. I suspect you're going to keep singing.
Yeah, I hope to make it very far in The Voice, maybe even win the competition.
Yeah. By the way, if you're just joining us, this is Gabby Barrett with us. She is 14 from Lincoln Place. I believe that's correct.
Correct.
And goes to Sarah Catholic. And you were fairly recently accepted in The Voice.
Yes.
When do your episodes begin airing?
They start filming like in the springtime. I'm pretty sure they pre-film everything, I think. But I made it to the next round, and I'm not exactly sure when the next round is because, like in New York and stuff, it got canceled because of the snow and the weather, so yeah. It'll be sometime next month.
I'm sure there's all sorts of things, you know, that we don't typically think of. Well, I'm happy that you're here. We're going to hear you sing a song coming up. And do you want to, it's a song by Tracy Chapman, right?
Right.
And what's its name?
It's called Give Me One Reason.
Excellent. So get ready. Now you're going to hear Gabby Barrett. Gabby, can you hear your music? If you can't, let me fix that. Let me start again because I want to be sure you're okay. Gabby Barrett. That's my fault there. We couldn't bring Gabby's band with her. Maybe we'll have you sing a cappella. Hang on, it's me, it's not you. Big time introduction now. Once again, here's Gabby Barrett.
Give me one reason to see here and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you only. You gotta make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. You know that I called you. Oh, I called you many times. You can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you only. You gotta make me change my mind. I don't want no one to squeeze me. They might take away my life. I don't want no one to squeeze me. They might take away my life. I just want someone to hold me. Oh, and rock me through the night. I said to you for I can love you, yes, and give you what you need. I said to you for I can love you, yes, and give you what you need. But I'm too old to go chasing you around, wasting my precious energy. Give me one reason to stay here, yeah, I'll turn right back around. Give me one word to understand, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. Baby, just give me one reason. Oh, just give me one reason why. Baby, just give me one reason. Oh, just give me one reason why. 'Cause I told you that I loved you, and there ain't no more to say.
Beautifully done. That's Gabby Barrett. Gabby,
thank you.
You sound great. Are there other artists whose music you really like to sing?
Yes, I like Jessie J, Whitney Houston, Christina Aguilera, people like that.
I can hear you doing a lot of old blues numbers, too,
yeah.
If you choose.
Yeah, I like R&B and stuff like that.
To do them. You know, I meant to ask you if you wanted to give a shout-out to anybody. Think about that for a moment while I mention that Tyler, Abby, and Haley say hello to you. And they sent a number of notes. Who are those people, Abby and Tyler?
Tyler was actually the one that entered me in the contest for Smokey Robinson. He was the one, like, you know how you have to enter in a video and stuff like that? He was the one who actually entered in the video for me, and I didn't even know about it. I came home the one day from school, and I actually won the contest, and I was like, what? And he was actually the one that entered me. They're all really good friends of mine. So.
Oh, that's great. What were you
doing? Shout out to them.
What did you do in the video? What song?
Dancing in the Streets.
Ah, excellent. Yeah, I was wondering, since you said Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
Anybody else you want to say hello to?
I would like to shout out to the Stickers. They're a country band that I usually open up for and stuff like that. Isaac and Alicia.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Gabby Barrett, and thanks
thank
to your
you
dad,
so much.
Too, for being here with us. Good luck with The Voice.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck, period. I am going to one of these days be saying we knew you when.
Okay, thank you. I also have a t-shirt for you, too.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your website, how can people follow you?
My website is GabbyNation.com. It'll tell you all the dates and stuff and where I'm performing, so check that out.
Thanks. Once again, our pleasure to have Gabby Barrett with us.